This is Teresa Daniel. Welcome back to the final 24 minutes with General Austin and George Worm. The general lays the blame solely on the shoulders of Bernard Cord and his clandestine Orel faction for the destruction of the 1979-83 Grenada Revolution and the execution of the other leaders in the internal palace coup. He also offers some words of advice to those who get involved in the political life of the country.
Now, it is said, I don't know, I'm asking you, that the PRA leaders like yourself, Lane, Usu, and Cornwall, that they did not engage in any combat with the Americans. That you all never really fought the Americans, but really went into hiding.
You expect the commander of the army to engage in combat?
No, I'm asking you, you.
Well, who would give combat?
So you did not lead any of the troops into actual engagement, right?
Because I had too much things to do. Even though the troops go in combat, they still have to feed them, they still have to do this, they still have to do that. Yeah? When you have commander, girl commander, so that is their work. Long before it was junior training, you know, they know everything had to set up. Well, they did damn well, eh? The troops did well.
To put up strong resistance.
Eh?
To put up strong resistance.
Strong resistance, man. Even them, the Americans had to admit that. Yeah. One of the Americans, from the document that I get from my office, they say, although I didn't have high quality military training, I know what I was about.
Now, okay, well, so I know you were picked up, you all were picked up, you said, in
West
Hall Point area. The soldiers who captured you all, the Americans, did they actually torture you all at all?
Huh?
Did they torture you, the Americans?
Well, I would call it torture.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you one thing. When they take us up, they put us in line on the ground. And then they take us in the helicopter, and the helicopter land in Queen's Park, I think it was. And from Queen's Park, they take us to the battleship. When the helicopter landed, though it landed by the lead force, I think, what a soldier did, when the helicopter, the man kicked out of the helicopter.
When it landed? In Point Celine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kick mountain. Yeah, that means my back. And I'm not responsible for all of that, no, but it means. Yeah. I'll be tube inside of my head. Yeah, I tube inside of it.
Okay, okay.
The doctor said, where must I get my back damage? Yeah, that one.
Eche, have you ever engaged any member of the family of Bishop after the killing?
No, my daughter came to see me. And the wife came to see me too. In person. But the daughter was very rude.
She was very?
Rude.
Rude.
She asked me a question. If I get money, if I get money to do what I do, she know better.
He
was very, very rude.
Very, very rude. A question I would love to ask you also. As you look back, General, you must have had regrets over what transpired on that tragic day in 1983. Is there anything that you would have done differently now on reflection?
Well, the truth about it is, if I knew that the men had executed the men on the foot, the whole situation would have turned out different. If I knew that the men were executed and instruction was given to execute the men, it would have been different.
What you would have done?
Well, and I tell that to the nation. I tell that to Grenada. But what is pissing me off, George, is that they give me a lie. And that pisses me off every day. I don't get over it easily. That I was made to lie to the Grenadian people about what happened. You better let them die elsewhere. I know in a mob that is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right, possible.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get the truth, that that man was lined up and executed, and then they tell me that lie to go and tell the people. You see, I always very conscious of the people of Grenada. The people look at me as a big liar. But I wasn't there, so I could say, well, that is what they tell me, not the truth. I was not a fool. But when that girl tell me in the hospital exactly what happened, and how they line up their men and they shoot them down, and I took care to come home, but I couldn't be hiding in the world to say that, you know. I'm not hiding to say that. That instruction could come from nobody else. The Central Committee orders was born and could orders.
Mm-hmm.
To kill them.
Now, Eche, what is your relationship now with the other members of the 17, like the Lanes, the Cornwall, the Ventoo, Usu?
Me and Ventoo don't go down good.
Are you in touch with them? Are you all?
Me and Ventoo don't go down good.
Uh-huh.
Right?
What about the others, like Lane and...
But Cornwall don't come and look and check me.
Mm-hmm.
Then Lane and others are supposed to be looking after my pension.
Mm-hmm.
But Lane don't come. Others don't come, Lane don't come.
So when last you and Lane might have had...
Huh?
When last you and Lane might have had some kind of engagement?
We still don't want a conversation with Lane and them.
You don't want a conversation with them at all?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I do damn the seat for them, man. They don't come all of them. I had to say it, I had to hide it to say that.
Mm-hmm.
That level of deceit is too much. Too much.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders of the revolution, men who struggle and fight, you line them up against a wall and kill them, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, but Central Committee on us. When the Central Committee meet to make that decision, the same man who you said the Central Committee orders, them is members of the Central Committee too. The same people.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. The same people you line up there and kill is members of the same mm-hmm. committee you say. So they say to kill themselves? When this committee they meet? When did that Central Committee meet to make that decision? That had to be an oral decision. But I couldn't have demised.
Oral, it's an oral decision. That's an oral decision?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, General, you have now turned 83 and very much a senior citizen.
Right?
I said you are now 83.
Yeah.
And you are what I would consider a senior citizen in Grenada.
Yeah.
Right. What message would you like to leave for the upcoming generation?
For the who?
What message would you like to leave for upcoming generations in Grenada, given the history of this country?
Well, I tell you, like, the message I would really like to leave for the people. Any organization that you happen to find yourself in, you should deal with it honestly. The problem that face every political party, George, in Grenada, the problems that we face from day to day in Grenada,
mm-hmm.
every political party, from Gary to GNP to what I call the next one, does it matter?
NDC.
NDC,
mm-hmm.
revolution, all that cause all the problems is dishonesty. Dishonesty. All to the Grenadians, to tell the younger Grenadians that as they grow up, they must learn to be honest with one another. Because this country will keep going backward and backward if we decide to deal honestly with one another. The problem in the revolution was honesty. And Bonnard Court sowed seeds of dishonesty in the revolution. That is what killed the revolution. He came into the revolution. He beat the revolution going. He came into it. He was welcome into it. And he did everything he could to undermine it. Because he wanted political greed. Greed for power. And I hiding that from the world. I'm telling the world that what killed the guerrilla revolution was the greed for power by Bonnard Court. That is what killed it. Not lack of leadership on Maoist part. And then he was a young Maoist as a womanizer. Whereas every girl Maoist had, he wanted them. He wanted joint leadership with his girls too.
That's a telling statement. So Smith was correct in his book in saying Bonnard is the one who mashed up the Grenada Revolution and also responsible for the elimination of Bishop.
He was responsible for all what happened because of his greed for power.
Eche, it was really a pleasure talking.
Behind Maoist back, I remember one day we were at Lydon home. Lydon and Bloody home. Me, Maoist, Bonnard and somebody else. And you know, Lydon came out and told me, look what Bonnard just tell him. Boy, just tell me. If imperialism coming, they won't be coming for Maoist, they'll be coming for me. They'll be coming for Bonnard. You see how you think about yourself? If imperialism coming, they're coming for Maoist, they're coming for he, Bonnard.
So he saw himself as very important.
Huh?
More important than even Mars.
So he put himself in a status. If you notice how he does rewriting about himself, right? I remember reading something once where he said something, and then he said, the only university graduated person, Bonnard Court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, eh? You see, he think about himself as Lord God of all I saw him. You're nasty, this one. I want to have to do anything. Nothing from here to hell. I don't want to have to do it more than good, man. A lot of years of struggle and suffering that I put up with, then I must go down in history as somebody who murdered people. And murdered my best, one of the persons who was my best friend, Maoist, from since boyhood. We used to do all kind of things together.
So it's not true. So, like what people are saying, that Eche really did what he do in order to survive because he realized Court had the upper hand in the revolution.
I knew long before that he wanted to be prime minister. I knew that was his main aim. With all the juggling he doing, move uni, move this one. Einstein was not a member of OL.
Who did?
Einstein. So you want Einstein, you want him, that's not what he was. But Einstein was a damn good chief of staff. At one time, Bonnard referred to me as only having a big mouth, you know. Somebody tell me Bonnard referred to me as only having a big mouth. These guys are never known that by me, you know. I never talked to them about my education or anything. Some of them inside didn't know I went to CAS until I was in the prison. I didn't go to secondary school, but I educate myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all of them, when while they were in prison, all of them while they were in prison, who study, you see they put it on the paper. They don't want to trust it. I did a course as a personal computer specialist in the prison. I did it. A diploma. A personal computer specialist. A lot of them learn to use computer for my computer in person. But we put it up now, no paper, what do we that for? A computer and the content I scan up. Why are I in prison? So a lot of prisoners learn to use computer while they're in prison, while I was there. Sure, he helped some of them too. Almost all of them learn on my computer. I ain't selfish in it. Because I was a lazy man in prison. I used to work. I did a lot of work for the prison while I was in prison.
What was the construction work?
Construction work. Because I had to take place while I was in prison. And all the buildings, all the buildings they see put up there after I put them up. Yeah. They didn't have a single outside contractor coming to prison to work. I did the plant, I did the joint, I did the quantity, I did everything for them. All them buildings. The guys coming to help prepare the big jail, and they were making some mistakes that I showed them what to do. Because I'm old time building it. Mm-hmm. When you're a man going around boasting and that, this, and that, this, and that.
You're not into that. Okay, okay. Anything, final thing you want to say, General? Tell me. Any final things you want to say?
I want to thank you for coming. Because I've become a buyer. The person that I'm going to relate my story to must be somebody who knew me.
Mm-hmm.
You know me?
From a long time,
you know me. And I don't tell people I'm straightforward on this man. I work construction for years. People work with me. Not one man could say I owe them a cent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even I boss on a job, my workmen
getting paid. You're getting the money.
Right? I don't like dishonesty. And Bernard is as dishonest as they could come. A man destroyed the revolution and he killed the revolutionary leaders. Because I never see him as no leader, you know. Who I say the two leaders is Eunice Whiteman and Morris Bishop. It's a pity Terry Victor had to go the wrong way, eh? But he contributed a lot. Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because in the early days, the first military man was Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had military training.
Then Vincent Doyle. I take over after. For George.
Did the Russian try to influence the process here, through Bernard?
Who?
The Russians. Did the Russians have any influence?
In Guerrero?
Yeah, through Bernard. Because people feel that Bernard was more aligned to the Russian.
Bernard had no influence with the Russians. Because you see, all that we get as military equipment, all that we got as military equipment from Russia comes through Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Fidel Castro didn't like Bernard Cohn. He spat him out early. I see Bernard Cohn telling some lie there about Fidel. In the book. Don't Fidel. All that lie. All I see Bernard Cohn write about Fidel is lie. Because he forget I was in that meeting. Me, it was Bernard, Morris and myself. In the meeting with Fidel Castro.
Mm-hmm.
During the revolution, I think I was coming back from, Nicaragua. And I meet them in Cuba, we had this meeting with Fidel. And he telling the world all kind of shit about how Fidel didn't like him and this, that, the next order. You see, Fidel is a man who like people sporting their intellectualism. And Bernard like to push that. Bernard is a scamp, man. You know good. Mm-hmm. Since he left Guerrero, I had no communication with him. None. Because he did everything for Morris to move from Miami, you know. You see me as a humbug. You see when I choose to do that thing, when I'm out. When I get to Czechoslovakia, Morris called me. And he tell me he want me home early, but I got delayed then.
You mean that's when they started
talking about... I said from Korea.
Away from joint leadership.
Huh?
When they were talking joint leadership. That's when Morris tell you, he wants you to come back home.
Yeah. Now he suspects something.
Mm-hmm. But he never tell you what it was.
Huh?
Did he tell you what it was? Why he wanted you home?
No. When I come back, the leadership, joint leadership thing was going on. The meeting was just finished.
Mm-hmm.
the joint leadership thing. But I know it's that you wanted to talk to me about. Well, you know, I won't agree for it anyway.
Okay, Eche, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
So, but I didn't just want joint leadership in political power. You wanted joint leadership in women poverty.
That's a very nice quotation from you. You wanted joint leadership with Morris women too.
Yeah. Every little woman wants to deal with but I tackle them.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. They want for a relationship with them. Part of the power play. You're in a mind, Morris. And then you go write in the book of Morris on a womanizer.
Mm.
Well, you go to womanize anyway, like a damn tuk tuk.
It's it. Like I said again, thank you so much.
No, girl, I've been coming by that I was here. You want to be local people that...
That exclusive.
The interview. I said, well, yeah, local it, you know.
Yep, I...
Because, you see, we don't give enough consideration to our people. Lots of them give it to you, know, give it to people who are see. And I leave with local journalists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Che.
This takes us to the end of 2 hours and 36 minutes with General Hudson Austin. We believe that the information revealed by the General will generate a lot of discussion and debate in the coming days, weeks, months, and perhaps years to come. The New Today did reach out to Bernard Cord to get his side of the story as we are prepared to give him all the time that he needs. Mr. Cord has not refuted anything said by General Hudson Austin. He told our emissary he did not know why after all these years that people are still attacking him. We are still open to an interview with the former Deputy Prime Minister who now lives in Jamaica and was undoubtedly a major player in the bloody events that unfolded in Grenada, Carriacou and Petit Martinique in October 1983, which included a 5-day shoot-on-site curfew for violators of this military order. My name is Teresa Daniel, and I wish to remind you that the contents of this interview are copyrighted to The New Today.